Well, I think we're going to kind of review here, but you guys probably remember every word that Pastor said the last time he was here, so it's maybe a little redundant to you, but I'm going to be reading most of this because I haven't seen it before, but we're starting off with reason for praise. Yes. That's an amen. I mean, we could stop right there and just go around the room. Why are we even here? Why do we praise the Lord? I was thinking about it just a minute ago that for me personally, I get over the doldrums pretty quick when I praise. When I start thinking about other things, give the world, give this stuff to the world. They can have it all, have it all. Just give me Jesus. Lord, you are great. You are awesome. You're a wonderful God. By the time I get up to my shop, I'm feeling a little better, actually. And the things that are bothering me, and there's numerous things, don't quite seem to be such a burden anymore. So, the experience of God, God's mighty acts, particularly His acts of salvation and redemption, is a key reason to praise His name. So I'll read that again. See, I imagine that's important. The experience of God's mighty acts, particularly His acts of salvation, for sure, and redemption, is a key reason to praise His name. How often do we stop and say that? Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for getting me out of this world, out of this mess that I was in, this darkness. Look at what it says in Psalms 91, 1 through 3. What is it? 96, 1 through 3? Do we have that up there? Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. His wonders among a few people? All. I think there's an urgency, you guys. I don't know, you probably don't, if you're wise, you probably don't watch too much of the news. But if you do tune into it every now and then, it is spiraling down very, very quick. Lord, help us. It's just, I guess that if we're wise people, we look at that and we go, Lord, I truly put my trust in you because I can't put my trust in any of that. They all seem to have an agenda, and none of it is what the Lord wants. The psalm writer sings out his praises to God, overwhelmed by all that God has done. As we reflect on God's majesty and His goodness to us, we cannot help telling others about Him. Do you agree with that? Witnessing comes naturally when our hearts are full of appreciation for what He's done. I was thinking about that, too, that when I first got saved, it was Katie bar the door. If it was somebody in the grocery store or the gas station, somebody at work, I could not help but say, you know, you got to get saved, man. You're going straight to you know where. And look at what He's done for me. And I was a good witness that way because I'd really changed like most of us have. There's a witness in that way. But think about that. And when was the last time you had that unction, that urgency to share with somebody, anybody? Get up in the morning, you got to go to the store, you got to go down here to Ray's or someplace. And say, Lord, I'm available today. What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to talk to today? Is it somebody out in the parking lot? I kind of time these things a little bit. Somebody's out in the parking lot and they just emptied their basket, their cart, and I'm going in. Now's a chance for me to go over there and say, hey, I'll take that for you. Have a good day. Hey, God bless you. You know, and then if you get any feedback, there's the doors open. They may say something negative, but they might say, you know, I wish I could have a good day. And that door just swung wide open. God has chosen us to use us to publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Praise for our great God overflows from His creation and should overflow from our lips. So the question begs to ask, how well are you doing at telling others about God's grace and greatness? Psalm 106, 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all His praise? We can. If we ever stopped to list all the mighty acts of or miracles in the Bible, we would be astounded. They cover every aspect of life. The more we think about what God has done, the more we can appreciate the miracles He's done for us individually. Birth, personal development, salvation, specific guidance, healing, loving friends and family. The list goes on and on. We could stop right there and go around the room. What has God done for you? What are some of the things He's done for you? I think it's important to do that occasionally. To look back on the little monuments that you've built in your life and say, right there, that's where God made me turn right instead of left. Right there, that's where God put a halt to everything I was doing. Right there is where God answered my prayers. It's really important to do that. And if you got kids, even more important. They need to know that. Talking to myself, that my son was here last Sunday. He found out a little bit about me that he had never known about the incarceration part. I had to explain that when I got home. But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I just feel an urgency in me to do more, to be honest, to be out front, to be sharing the life of the Lord with whoever. I think of people that live around me that, you know, every now and then the word comes up a little bit to where I might be able to share, but that guy's, I don't know, he's probably not going to accept it, so I'm going to move on. I'm not doing that anymore. There are people that are going to hell, people that are losing their life. And it's our responsibility. Like I think I said Sunday, it's amazing, or maybe it was a men's group, but it's amazing that the Lord works through us. It's important to participate. The more we think about what God has done, the more we can appreciate the miracles He's done for us. And in birth, think about that. Personal development, think about that. Salvation, for sure. Specific guidance. How many times have you been on your knees and say, Lord, I need to know, what should we do here? Should we move or not move? Should I take this job or not? Lots of times. And we kind of, you know, once those things are answered, for me personally, I guess we kind of move on. You know, He answered my prayer one way or another, and I move on, and I don't take the pause to go back and say, oh, yeah, thanks, Lord. Thanks for that guidance right there. If If you think you've never seen a miracle, look closer. Might be you. You will see God's power and loving intervention on your behalf. God still performs great miracles. Amen. Turn to Luke 1, 68 through 75. You don't have to turn there, but if you want, it's up there. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Amen is right. We have these great scriptures that, you know, I think sometimes we skip over. We're just looking for the next chapter to get done before we have to go off to our day. But these are great promises, great reminders for us. Zechariah praised God with his first words after months of silence. In a song that is often called the Benedictus, after the first words in the Latin translation of this passage, Zechariah prophesied the coming of a Savior who would redeem his people and predicted that his son, John, would prepare the Messiah's way. All the Old Testament prophecies were coming true. No wonder Zechariah praised God. The Messiah would come in Zechariah's lifetime, and his son had been chosen to pave the way. This was God's promise to Abraham, to bless all peoples through him. It would be fulfilled through the Messiah, Abraham's descendant. Church, we must praise God for his unfailing mercy, grace, and love. And I guess it's a side note there. Do we do that? You know, challenge yourself. Do I do that? Do I pause? Do I take stock of where I'm at and what the Lord has done for me and what he's doing? There's things in my life right now that I'm thanking him for that is out there somewhere. Thank you, Lord, that you hear my prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you will accomplish this. May not be the way I plan, but he does hear. He does react. He will do it. And it'll be a blessing. It'll be one of those things where you look back and go, oh, that's, I see how that works. I remember when we first got saved, we used to, some pastor somewhere along the line said, be sure and write down your prayers. Write down the things that you are praying about. And then you can go back and check them off. You know, see how God has answered these things. And we were new Christians, and we were praying, you know, Lord, we need work, we're broke, we need food, the kids are going sideways, whatever the things that were going on. And I've got the book, I've still got this ledger. Here's all the things that we need to pray about. Sustenance, roof over our head. And then it was kind of like David, where he kind of goes, and by the way, Lord. And then the next, here's a little line, you know, missing, nothing written, in the next paragraph. And we could sure use a ski boat. We have no money, no food, nothing. We could sure use a ski boat and a house with a wraparound porch and a new car. And, you know, just go through this. I look back on that at times and think, what were you thinking? You don't even have any food in the refrigerator and you're asking for a ski boat? And I can see the Lord up there going, shh. He's got a ways to go. But it's kind of fun to look back. We did that for years and years, and just ledger, what do you call that? When you're writing, what? Yeah, log or diary. And you can, journaling. So you can look back and kind of see where you were spiritually. Maybe a little, maybe not quite as mature as you thought you were. And you're asking for a ski boat and you don't have any food in the refrigerator. But you can also, and we would go back at the end every year, we'd go back and we'd go through everything that we prayed in there and check them off. Some things never got checked off. God did not answer that boat. Didn't get the boat. But he did provide for us. He gave us food in the refrigerator. I remember we were poor. We didn't have any money. And we went to church, came home. Somebody got into our apartment, probably through the manager, and stuffed our refrigerator full of food and all our cupboards. You know, and we were probably on the way back from church moping, and God never answered. Get home, and here's the house is full of food. We go back and look at our journal. We need food. Check that one off. And right over there, somebody showed up and filled our refrigerator with food. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. And think about the other things. That, you know, your kids are sick or they're having trouble at school or whatever it is. You write it down, you go back. And maybe it wasn't answered the way you thought. But you see how God's wisdom is. He didn't give you the boat. He gave you food. That's God's wisdom. Or whatever it was. This says, let me wrap this up tonight. I don't think he's got a whole bunch left here. So I don't think he meant that. Maybe he's just keeping you guys awake. Let me wrap this up tonight with this passage. Ephesians 1. Wow, you beat me to it. 3-6. Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. What was that? Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Do you believe that? It just says that. He has every spiritual blessing he has given us. It's all there. Yeah. Anybody else got anything like that you want to share? Grandpa, nice. I don't know if you want to share much about your son and all that, but that's a praise God. You are? Nice. That's a miracle. Well, that's what we were praying for. No, I mean, just from where you've come from to now, going back there, it's pretty cool. Those are those places that we need to build a little rock pile. That's a thing to look at and remind ourselves of. who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Means that in Christ we have all the benefits of knowing God, being chosen for salvation, being adopted as His children, forgiveness, insight, the gifts of the Spirit, power to do God's will, the hope of living forever with Christ. What more do you want? A boat? I don't think so. This about covers it. We got it. And it goes back to that song. Everything else. This is what I want right here. Can I? I'm just talking to myself. Can I focus on that in the morning? In the mornings. This is what I've got. You have chosen me for salvation. Big deal. Thank you, Lord. Being adopted as His children. I'm now adopted into His kingdom. I'm forgiven. He's given me insight. The gifts of the Spirit. Ah. The power to do God's will. The power to do God's will. He said, I'd like for you to do my will. And if you do my will, I will bless you. And right here, he says, and I've given you the power to do it. And we get up in the morning and go, woe is me. I can't believe what I saw on the news last night. God's saying, no, I gave you the power to deal with that stuff. Stand strong. Put your armor on. Go out and defeat the enemy in the areas of your life. Take back the land that God has given you. And the hope of living forever with Christ. That's a big deal. I can't really wrap my head around that whole deal, but it's got to be really, really, really good. Because we have an intimate relationship with Christ, we can enjoy these blessings now. Paul says that God shows us to emphasize that salvation depends totally on God. We know that. We are not saved because we deserve it, but because God is gracious and freely gives salvation. We did not influence God's decision to save us. He saved us according to His plan. Thus, there is no way to take credit for our salvation or to allow room for pride. The mystery of salvation originated in the timeless mind of God long before we existed. I think he kind of looked down here and said, they're going to need some help. And we got to get this plan going. It's hard to understand how God could accept us. But because of Christ, we are holy and blameless in His sight. God chose us, and when we belong to Him through Christ, God looks at us as if we had never sinned. Praise God for that. Amen. So, that's where I'm ending, because there's a little star that says quit right there. I don't mess him up when he comes back. But what we get out of tonight? God loves us. To sing a new song to the Lord, that was highlighted. Have you ever come up with your own new song? Sure you have. I'm just playing around doing G, C, D. And out of those three chords, you got your own new song. I think I told you about it. Did I tell you about doing that with the guys at the Life Change? I had them do their own psalm. They'd find a psalm and then put their emphasis into that psalm. So it became their psalm. And some of them were short enough that we could write a little G, C, D chord progression and sing a song to their new song. That was awesome. I mean, for me, there's 20 guys, and every now and then somebody would come up with a psalm and a song that would make you cry. These guys got it. And it says that. They have a new song. Maybe that's the challenge. to praise the Lord with your song, your new song. Lord, I need a new song. Might sound like somebody else's, but it'd be your song. Well, amen to tonight, huh? I think we covered it. We did Pastor Shane justice, filling in for him tonight. We do pray for his protection wherever he's at down there. I don't know if he's going back on the fire line or just hauling things around, but we do pray for that. And traveling mercy for Tammy. She's going back and forth. I don't know. There's so much recently that I've come in contact with different people that are struggling, and I think that's why I feel like the world is just collapsing around us. So let's put on the armor in the morning. Let's not be victims of the world. Let's put it over there and say, oh, I just need Jesus. Amen? Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word that never comes back void. And I pray that we would gain nourishment from it and grow in you and be strong, upright, standing firm Christians in this craziness of the world. Be with us as we go. We pray for traveling mercy. We drive home, and we look forward to getting together soon in your name, Lord. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. So, tomorrow, ladies. Okay, so we'll have ladies. Yeah. I don't know. And Friday night. Is it? Oh, Shane will be back. Is it really? Saturday morning? Okay. So we got that. We got tomorrow, ladies. And Friday night, we got men's group. And then we got men's breakfast. And then we're back to Sunday. Yeah. Okay.